Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia.
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. If you get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
As a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore.
That's right.
Listen to the radio. I'm on the RBN radio right now. Turn off the TVs. Turn off the stoves. Unplug the Xbox. Just sit down and listen to the show. Yeah, that's right. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com, Freedom of Speech, social network. You're not on TLB Talk? I don't know what the hell you're doing with your life. Because we are ramping things up. All right. Let's get on to the show, shall we? And yes, of course, I want to once again open up the phone lines to the audience here. You can be more than an audience member. You can be a participant. Yes, yes, that's right. You can actually be a guest on the show. And I know I do things differently. I don't really schedule guests. If something important comes up, then yes, I'll have a guest on the show. But I tend to generally save the guest for a video cast or video recording. That's the kind of thing. But really, I mean, that's the focus of the TV version, internet TV version of the show, is the guest. But the radio show, it's right here for you, the people. All right? I'm not some stuck-up, snooty guy. In fact, the whole point of the show is to educate and discuss what's going on. So, once again, I mean, this is all about you guys. You guys apologize for taking up time when you call in. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. The clips and stuff I have for the show, that's B-roll. Okay? That's just in the meantime until you guys start calling in. You guys, you callers, you're my grade A material, all right? Discussion is what's important, that connection. I'm not stuck up. I'm a public figure, but I'm not stuck up, all right? I want to talk to everybody who wants to talk to me. And if we could have fruitful discussions, I mean, that's what it's all about. And, you know, if you have a point of view that's different from mine, then that's fine. That's absolutely okay. I actually would like that. You know, maybe somebody can show me something every once in a while. But I do know we have the best educated listeners of any kind of radio type of network around. We are free speech. Our sponsors don't censor us. Despite what some very angry people out there might say. I know I did a show some time ago about some troll who was harassing me on my own network, TLBTalk.com, harassing me. But, you know, that's fine. I don't really care. That's great. As long as you use the network. But then, you know, you go into nonstop hate speech. Not just hate speech, but violent hate speech. So, okay, well, now you're breaking the law. We legally cannot have you on the network. So we have to bump him off. So this guy on his backup account, which you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to do that. We're cracking down on that. You're not supposed to have an alternative account. I mean, you can have one account and multiple people in the household, sure, if everybody's got their own account, but if they're visibly similar, it's a dead giveaway, but same guy slandering me around everywhere, saying that I'm anti-white and anti-Christian because I don't march to his Nazi beat. It's hilarious that people just freaking laughed him off. I mean, you block me if you want to. I'm still able to see what it is that you're saying. All right? Somebody's going to come to me with anything that you guys are saying. Say what you want. Of course, you're going to have your opinions. But if there's libel involved, and things are simply lies, well, that's, can't have that. So, I mean, it's rough. It's rough. I mean, I usually laugh at the trolls. I don't take, I don't take any pain or displeasure, because the audacity of such people, I mean, okay, that's fine, but can you prove it? Me being a public figure has been, most people think that's like a vulnerability. That's been my sword and shield, the openness of who I am and what I do in life. So even if I don't have a chance to ask you to prove what you're saying, other people will, and other people have. You can come up with any blatant lie, but anybody who knows about me is going to laugh in your face. And that's exactly what I'm seeing happening. I don't mind trolls, but don't be a masochistic, excuse me. Don't be a sadist, all right? Don't use me as a tool or a weapon to hurt yourselves. I'm very credible. Extremely credible with the things I say, because of the things I learn and the things that I predict. I don't have anybody who that doesn't have an agenda would tell you that I'm a liar. Or that I'm, or I hate. You know, the only thing I hate is corrupt government. That's what's on my hate shelf. Everybody else, you get a little bit of leniency from me. Not that you asked for it, not that you wanted or need it, but if you're going to come up against me or have me involved, then these are the things to be considered. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I'm taken aback sometimes just by people not thinking. Like, that's like walking, what this guy's doing is like walking into somebody's dojo in the middle of class, thinking he's going to take me down. I'm bemused. But anyhow, the phone number 800-313-9443. That is the toll free phone number right there. The 800-313-9443 number, toll free. But if you're like any other normal person within the boundaries of the United States mainland, you can do us a favor by calling 512-248-8252. That's the local number. Once again, 512-248-8252. And yes, it's open calls night if you want to call in. So, I would like to say, and I probably should get some of this material over to, Mike, since he's on the digital wheels of steel. it's wonderful, guys. I don't want to sound like an evil person, but just the weird stuff that happens. Well, I mean, it's not weird. I mean, there's always something called cause and effect. But this recent thing just blows me away. Mike, can you play it?
Now let's continue our team coverage with Eyewitness News reporter David Gonzalez. He's live in the city of Orange, where Sheriff Alex Villanueva just provided an update about a half an hour ago. David?
Philip, yeah, I'm live here outside of the UCI Medical Center, and this is one of several hospitals across SoCal where some of these 25 recruits who were injured this morning were transported. Sheriff Villanueva says that these recruits, some of them suffered life-altering injuries, including head and brain trauma, broken bones, and even loss of limbs. Out of those 25 injuries, he says that 16 are listed to have minor injuries, 4 are said to be in stable condition, and 5 are said to be in critical condition. Here at UCI Medical Center, take a look at this video. 4 of those recruits were transported earlier this morning. We saw a sheriff's helicopter airlift family here to the hospital to drop them off. UCI doctors say one of those recruits is in critical condition. Another is listed as guarded, and 2 others are expected to be discharged at some point today. The sheriff's office says that one of the recruits was taken to St. Francis Hospital and was reported to be on a ventilator. The others were taken to USC, Harbor General, and Whittier Presbyterian. Sheriff Villanueva says 4 of the most critical patients were transported by other sheriff's officials from the scene to local hospitals. He says that quick saving action of those people helped save lives.
Fortunately, every class typically we have EMTs. I think this class even had an RN who was a recruit. So they are able to provide first aid right on the spot with the equipment they had. They went over, ran to the fire station, knocked on the door because it was literally just half a block away. That was fortunate as well. So things are working in our favor happened.
I did speak with a sergeant off camera right after that press conference, and he just put it simply, they are still in shock as to what happened because these recruits were in their 8th week of 14 weeks training to be sheriff's deputies as well as work in our local jails, and that all they wanted to do was protect and serve. And right now, some of them are hopefully on the long road to recovery. Sheriff Villanueva says that he's hoping that some of these guys can make a full recovery and get back to this recruiting class so they can graduate. Live from UCI Medical Center, David Gonzalez, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get
All right. So let that sink in for a minute. All right. These recruits got ran over. Okay. Just let that sink in. We're going to take a quick break. I'll do some commentary. And hopefully we'll pick up some people on the phone lines. So, yeah. Oh, well, actually, I do have one other topic to cover. You guys already know what it is. I'm all about the false flag shootings. So, yeah, get prepared for that, too. And, yeah, catch you on the other side of the break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave, but what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls just aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Yeah, I am so happy that you guys came here, for sure. This is the place to be right now. Love my audience, I love my callers, and yes, we will get to the callers on the other side of the next break, which will be here in about 10 minutes. So I want to say, a bunch of recruits got ran over. Now, thank goodness nobody died, but I think that sends a clear message. I mean, the only people who were killing cops 40, 50 years ago were mobsters. Okay? Think about that. Now the public itself has to express their disdain for our law enforcement that has turned on us. Wow. I mean, of course you had later on drug dealers, gangsters, whatever. But now it's just As a cop, you got to worry about the everyday average citizen. That tells me that you're doing something wrong. At least that should tell you that you're doing something wrong. You know, instead of walking around like Nazi Gestapo, some communist enforcers, you should be getting engaged with your community, getting to know the people that you're supposed to be protecting and serving, and focus on protecting and serving. Not every violation has to be written up. Let people go with a warning. I understand that you get your paycheck through the court system that, you know, that extorts people out of their money or jailed because the federal government will pay you for every body that you have locked up. But really, not everything is so serious. And when you make something out of nothing, oh, somebody is being disrespectful or doesn't want to speak to you like you want to be spoken, and then you escalate the situation, oh, resisting arrest, oh, assault on an officer. I can't tell you how many people's lives have been ruined by that alone. People locked up in jail for never committing a crime, but just because they walked across the wrong cop that's having a bad day, or his ego's not being fed. To be a cop these days, you gotta be a borderline personality anyways, and a dumb order follower. Real people used to be cops. Nobody wants to be a cop anymore. You know, yeah, I mean, that's I know I've said this before, but it's so strange how, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? You asked that as a kid. Well, astronaut. Or a cop. Nobody says that anymore. Nobody decides they want to be a cop until they've been through high school, being bullied. Now they gotta get their revenge on society. Or they were bullies and find that they have no real power in the real world, so they go and sign up to be a cop. The psychology behind that is astounding. But yeah, cops need to be aware, I suppose. If you're going to act like that, you can get it, and your kids can get it too. Isn't that how they say it? On the streets? You can get it too. Just by what you're wearing can make you a target. It ain't about blue or red bandanas anymore. It's about that shield and those brown slacks or the dark blues. You need to clean up your image, law enforcement. All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Lately I've been skeptical, silent when I refuse to speak, distant from all around me, you witness me fail and become weak. Life is like overwhelming, heavy is the head that wears the crown. I'd love to be the one to disappoint you when I don't fall down. You don't understand when I'm attempting to explain.
Yes. All right, we are back from commercial break. Oh, wow. Really amped up. Had some coffee. Yeah, you guys know I'm not a coffee drinker. But today I decided to have some for some reason, I guess for a little pick-me-up. And oh, boy, it doesn't pick you up. I'm telling you. It makes me want to listen to like some death metal or something. Oh, man. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. The best part in waking up is Folgers in your cup. Yeah. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your freaking cup. I don't like the government, but I don't really care. I just want to get paid. Wow. All right. Love that. Let's play our first clip here, because this is a subject I want to cover, and then we're going to get to the phone calls. I promise. All right? Go ahead, Mike.
Tanya and Terrell, this latest mass shooting now being investigated as a hate crime. Police tell us 5 people were killed, 25 others injured, with at least 7 people still in critical condition. We're told at least 2 people inside helped grab the suspect and hold him down until police arrived.
This morning, a community is in shock after police say a 22-year-old gunman opened fire with an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle at Club Q, an LGBTQ+ nightclub in Colorado Springs.
It was so scary. I heard shots, broken glass, bodies. It was... how? Why?
One bartender, Michael Anderson, recalling the moment shots rang out late Saturday night.
Something in my head said, get down, you know, just get down right now. So I did. And then glass started just shattering all around me.
Authorities say the suspect, Anderson Lee Aldridge, was taken into custody just minutes after the first 911 call came through. According to police, heroic patrons grabbed the suspect's gun, striking him with it.
We owe them a great debt of thanks.
Just last year, that suspect was arrested for allegedly threatening his mother with a bomb and weapons. No explosives were found, but Aldridge was charged with kidnapping and menacing. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who is openly gay, is calling the shooting a senseless act of evil.
And I feel that same pit in my stomach as so many of you today do.
Meanwhile, this morning, vigils keep growing outside the nightclub.
Club Q has family and community. We have all lost family, and our community has been devastated.
Police tell us they're trying to determine how that suspect was able to get 2 weapons with his criminal record.
Yeah, I wonder how. I can tell you how. Well, the guy was known to the FBI. Okay? When you go into the background, the stories of most of these shooters, you will find that, yeah, they had interactions with the FBI. Before they ever got into any trouble. So... yeah, talk about pushing the narrative, huh? Now, I want to say, because I've had some interaction with people online, I not necessarily on my network, but people on my network, they have common sense. They have human decency. But I went over to Gab. That's where I actually first saw the story. And, oh boy. Talk about just the collective hate. The celebration, even. You know, some the posts say things like, yo, it's about time. And one was like, well, I don't care what happened to the people that the guy shot, but I feel so bad for the guy that did the shooting, because just what kind of hate he had to live with. All the sympathy is going to the shooter. On Gab, these people, the victims are being called, you know, delinquents, freaks. They deserve what they got. And I can't claim, you know, Republican, conservative, until they deal with this issue. There doesn't need to be a Republican in office anywhere until they deal with this issue. Yeah, it just as Peter was saying on the commercial break there during his Lighthouse Minute. Absolutely, there are people who would vote Republican, but for the simple fact there are so many white supremacists hiding behind conservatives, they don't want, they're just not going to vote Republican. They're not. I unfortunately am swayed to that ideology myself. You've got a major terroristic criminal element that is mostly in power when a certain political party is controlling the political scene. Republicans need to make an extensive effort on finding hate groups, on searching and finding. I mean, it's actually not that hard. Again, a lot of people have criminal records, people with violent tendencies. Okay, they should be on a list. However, they should not be interfered with as far as their freedom, free speech, and all that stuff is concerned. But you should know the moment they get a gun. You should know from the people around him, or any groups, any individuals, they're about to do something. Now, I the red flag laws, I do see the purpose, but unfortunately, the red flag laws are not working to stop the maniacs. It's only stopping your ordinary, average, everyday people who just want them for self-defense. And this is by design, of course. The Democrats, I mean, one lady said, you know, wow, kids get shot every day. Nobody cares. But now that a gay bar got shot up, everybody's freaking out. She's like, I bet, you know, it's going to get a lot worse. And I commented on her post. I said, listen, the thing is that children are not progressive. Gays are progressive. Okay, so they're going to get all the attention. The gays are, the LGBTQT whatever community is going to get all the attention. Because they are apparently the most persecuted and yada, yada, yada. So that's what's going to get the attention. That's what's driving the Democratic Party, New World Order side of this thing. Okay? Which is, I've got so much more to say on this, but I do have callers. I did promise to get to the callers, and I invited you on. So let's go ahead and get to the calls, and I'm going to try to see who came on first. Who's that, Fred in Iowa?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yes. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Fred, yes, sir, I can hear you just fine. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I want to start out here, it might sound a little strange, but I'm promoting the Jeff Bennett broadcast. And I really ask all the listeners and yourself to go to the archives and play his broadcast 2 or 3 hours ago. I really mean that. And Jeff Bennett takes no calls. I talk to Jeff Bennett 7 or 8 times a month, and sometimes long conversations. And due to his health, bad health, he's going to his archives, and he's rebroadcasting shows that are broadcast 12, 15 years ago. And my God, and I tell him this, that he's knocking the ball out of the ballpark. And I really wish that your listeners and yourself go to the archives and play Jeff Bennett's show about 3 hours ago. Okay, now, last time I talked to you was on the 14th, and then the guy come on after I did, or a call or two. But anyhow, I'm going to jump ahead and say that you had a guest or somebody about 3 or 4 days ago. I kind of lose track of time. And I was very upset, and I tried to call in and said that, well, I wouldn't take my call, you know. And I know...
What guest was this? Was this last week?
Well, I don't know what... I can't remember the guy's name. I keep a logbook of the shows, you know.
Well, exactly a week ago was my birthday, and I always had Vinnie Eastwood on my show, on my birthday.
Vinnie Eastwood, it was near then. Whoever you had on there, in my
he's
opinion...
Last, okay, go ahead. I was going to say, he's the last guest I had on. Now it's the 15th.
It just didn't sound right to me. And anyhow, something I was wanting to say to you after talked to you on the 14th, and you had a guest on, I didn't write his name down, but I could call you friend. I like to call you brother. And when I use that word, very serious word for me to use. That, you're going to have hell. You're going to have some rough times. And
me personally?
I know you can handle it. But, you know, let people talk, unless there's even trolls, but you know, they can be a pain in the rear. But, my thoughts and ideas is you let a man talk long enough, he'll expose himself. You'll know where he's coming from.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a psychologist, a woman, and I'm kind of watching her on the internet. And, she says, and I believe this, that 5% or 21 out of 100 people that are CPOs, chief executive officers of multinational companies, are psychopaths. That
yes.
They can run a business, big multinational business, and make a profit because they have no heart or compassion and don't hesitate a minute to lie, so they can fire people without any remorse or anything like that. And that's what the power that is, and that's what they want in this alphabet soup of these different organizations.
Absolutely.
And getting back to people that you have in and call in. It's going to get pretty damn rough for you at times. You know? Yeah, I know it. And you're a hell of a lot brighter than me, and I'm not trying to be demeaning of myself. But by golly, it's going to be pretty tough. But it'll probably pay dividends because people will expose themselves, and you might bring them around or let them talk long enough that they realize where they're coming from and question their own thoughts and ideas and self-examination and what motivates the person. What the hell else? I should have wrote down some crib notes. But I
definitely agree with what you're saying.
Any sense or do a lot of talking, I'll probably remember it after I hang up. But when I brought up the Jeffrey Bennett show, I really hope you yourself pull it up and listen to it. And I told you about health reasons that he goes to his archives, and things that he's broadcasted years ago. And my God, to me, they're dynamite. They're tremendous. Oh, another thought comes to my mind. And take, for instance, Chicago. Now, if I do say this, not to sound macho, but I was a pretty tough guy, and I've had a lot of tough, dangerous jobs in my life, and a variety of. But if I went into Chicago and you hear about the Bloods and the Crips, you know, they might see this old guy and, you know, not everybody is nice. They might want to kick the stuffing out of me or something like that. But here's a question I posed to the Bloods and the Crips, young black people. Stop killing each other. Stop it. Now, you don't hear about the Crips and the Bloods anymore, but or I haven't in a few years.
Well, Ed, that thing has sort of died down. It's more of a stereotype than something that's true. It's being kept. It's something that is being kept in order to keep that ideology. That's not really going on so much anymore, but it has to still be the idea to show that we are violent criminals inherently. And that's why since people weren't paying attention or caring about the shootings, well, they changed it up a bit. Okay, let's start reporting every gang member shooting or drug deals gone bad. Let's start showing that to the media. Again, nobody cared. And so that's why we are now up to, okay, let's send out a little Manchurian candidate, a little angry white supremacist, and let him shoot up a gay bar. Yeah, where he got the guns from. Yeah, I can only guess. But that's where we're at right now.
What I think is that black people, and I hope all people, and I think one reason for the pluses in RBN, and there is some negatives as far as I'm concerned, that people are becoming a little bit more wiser. And as far as black people, young people, and Bloods of the Crips, they're getting wiser, you know. And that doesn't mean shooting up a gay person or a white person. But for criminy's sake, stop annihilating yourself, you know. Now, I've told you, and I've told it on air many, many times, my worldview is the Word, the Bible. That's my worldview. That's what guides me. And I strive to try to learn and through my actions to live by it. But I go through hell every day of my life, you know, because I'm no saint, and I come to the realization over 25 years ago that I was an ignorant ass. And the things that I've done in my life, you know, I grieve over, and it's hard for me to get over. And that isn't healthy, you know, because if you follow Christ and God, you know, sincerely, and you can't do it by yourself, only through the Holy Spirit. But you've got to be able to forgive yourself, too. Now, I'm kind of rambling on here, and so I'm going to shorten it up.
Well, we do have to go to commercial break here. Fred, I thank you for your call. I definitely agree with you. I just hope people can mature and realize their mistakes in life before they end up being your age.
Well, I think no a offense. Hell of a lot of you. I really do, from my heart. And I think maybe I can teach you a thing or two. But anyhow, thank you, and keep it up, friend. It's going to be a tough battle at times. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your words of advice and your concern, for sure. Yeah. See? Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Yeah, we have more calls, and we will be taking them on the other side of the break here, the top of the hour break. So stay tuned.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the...
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.